Welcome to the Compassion Fatigue Couch, where I offer quick tips, tricks, and tidbits for managing compassion fatigue in the animal welfare, animal rights, and animal caregiving fields. Plus, some longer bonus episodes featuring in-depth interviews with mental health and industry experts. I'm your host, Jen Blau, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and former shelter worker and animal control officer. I've taken my experience in the trenches combined with my expertise in psychology to help busy animal advocates like you with all things compassion fatigue, burnout, secondary traumatic stress, and overall mental health. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss a single episode. And for more compassion fatigue resources, visit CompassionFatigueCouch.com. Now on to the show. This episode of the Compassion Fatigue Couch is sponsored by the Compassion Fatigue Couch membership community, which is dedicated to helping those involved in animal welfare, animal rights, and animal caregiving manage compassion fatigue, burnout, and traumatic stress. Join the safe and non-judgmental community and find understanding, guidance, education, and support to help you build resiliency and make your passion for animals sustainable. Learn more at CompassionFatigueCouch.com. Now, onto the show. Hey there, and welcome back to the Compassion Fatigue Couch. Well, happy May, everyone. Happy National Walking Month. Yes, did you know that May was National Walking Month? So what better topic to tackle on today's episode? I can hear you saying already, wait a minute, I thought this was a podcast on mental health. Well, what if I told you there was one simple activity that you could do to help with depression, anxiety, stress, trauma, and even sleep? On today's episode, in honor of National Walking Month, we are going to talk about walking, one of the easiest and most effective ways to combat compassion fatigue and many of its associated symptoms. So we know that walking and other forms of exercise are good for the body, but research also suggests that walking for just 30 minutes a day is also great for the mind. So how does getting physical help with our mental health? Well, exercise, such as walking, allows the brain to release certain neurotransmitters or feel-good chemicals, if you will. It also increases the body's temperature, which is thought to have a calming effect on the brain. And daily walking or other forms of moderate exercise can therefore help to alleviate depression and anxiety, as well as decrease blood pressure, which of course makes it the perfect stress buster. So by helping to release a lot of the negative emotions that are so commonly associated with compassion fatigue, burnout, and secondary traumatic stress, walking promotes mental clarity and positive thinking. It can boost self-esteem, increase energy levels, improve sleep quality, and allow you to connect with the natural world, which of course, in and of itself, is incredibly healing. Now, while working out at the gym or hitting the treadmill is great, I really do encourage you to get moving outside as much as possible. Even if it's just 10, 15 minutes a day, your body is really going to reap the benefits of some natural sunlight and some fresh air. Now, of course, I have to say, always check with your doctor before starting any type of exercise program and take precautions such as wearing sunscreen and, you know, talk to your doctor if you have a family history of skin cancer. But if you get the go-ahead from your doctor, you know, you want to aim for about 30 minutes on most days to get the most from these walks. So this could be broken up into chunks too. So brisk walks in the morning are great if you struggle with insomnia, or you can just break your walk down, like, say, 2 15-minute chunks throughout the day, 3 10-minute chunks throughout the day. Those are equally as effective as 1 30-minute chunk. Personally, I have found that walking midday, say on my lunch break, or taking, you know, a mid-morning and then a late afternoon stroll really helps me maintain my energy levels throughout the day, and it helps with my mood. To be perfectly honest, if I don't walk that day, I'm pretty crabby, and I notice that I'm more fatigued, I don't feel as accomplished at the end of the day, and of course my dogs aren't too happy with me either. But really, just find whatever works best for you, and don't be afraid to start small. Don't think that you have to hit the ground walking, you know, for 30 minutes every single day. Just make a commitment to walk for 10 minutes a day and then work your way up to half an hour. Setting and achieving healthy, realistic goals can also help to increase your motivation and self-esteem. Of course, not to mention, it sets the stage for a lifetime of good physical and mental health. And when it comes to managing compassion fatigue, walking is really an essential part of a good, strong foundation when it comes to building resiliency. All right, so that's it. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy walking, and I'll see you next week. This podcast is not meant to provide medical advice or substitute for psychological care. Please consult with a mental health professional if you feel that you may be suffering from depression, anxiety, or PTSD. If you are feeling suicidal, go to your nearest emergency room or contact 911.